All right, podcast ain't going to record itself. Good morning, children. If you hear music in the background, that's because I have some classical music playing. I will turn that off before we get to the podcast proper. I mean, I could do a lot of tangenting. I got a lot of shit to talk about, but we got to get right back to this. Quick update, the woman, the wife on the medication who was in the rubber room, she came out of the rubber room. They decided, yes, it was your medication that put you in the rubber room. Then she had to go back into the rubber room, and now she's back out of the rubber room. But it's okay, guys. Taking multiple forms of medication every single day of your life, that's completely normal. Certainly wouldn't have anything to do with your reproductive problems or anything like that, because, of course, humans evolved on prescription medications. It's totally natural. Safe and effective. And from our Christian listeners, we all know that God created Adam, Eve, and a pharmacy. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were on prescription medications, you know, for their diabetes and their mental issues and their mood swings and their sexually transmitted diseases. So all of these medications you're on, these are safe and effective. 100% safe and effective. Anyone who says these things are not safe and effective, well, they are anti-vaxxer, white supremacist, conspiracy theorist. Okay? Do not listen to these people. Speaking of that, so I'm listening to the Dick Show, right? Apparently, Dick is now pro-vaccine. I'm not really sure when this happened. Just out of nowhere, suddenly Dick is now in favor of everybody getting vaxxed. What is going on? I don't know. Maybe the wind blew a different way. Maybe some Jews gave him some money. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of pathetic. I mean, Dick is still funny, but let's be honest, he is really kind of pathetic. I would also just like to take a moment to prove to you that I am not an AI. Nigger, with a hard R. Nigger. Nigger. I am not an AI. All right, hang on. I got to turn off the classical music. Listen to some Hillary Hahn here. My favorite chick violin player, Hillary Hahn. I've talked about her before. And one more thing I'll throw out before we jump back into this. I just finished, literally Hitler, just finished watching a movie and eating a pound of bacon, which was delicious. In Harm's Way, with John Wayne and a number of other people, including Slim Pickens and Carol O'Connor and Henry Fonda and Larry Hagman. Anyway, it started off, it's a World War II. John Wayne is in the Navy. So it's a World War II naval black and white film. It started off, I thought it was like a little slow. And I'm like, I'm not sure where it's going. I'm not sure if I'm going to like this movie. Ended up being really, really good. If you've not seen this, In Harm's Way with John Wayne, I highly recommend this movie. Very good. Very well done. There's one of the things I liked about it, there's a lot going on in this movie. Like, there are so many little subplots and these little deviations. And that kind of thing is difficult to do well. When it's done well, it works really good. When it's not done well, it doesn't work. This movie did it really well. All right, we are getting back to the anal genital distance, the distance from the anus to the base of the penis. Yes, no, has everybody measured your AGD yet? No, I tried looking, like, what is the average AGD? I didn't look very hard. I found a couple of links. They're in the show notes for the previous episode about this. I didn't look long enough and hard enough to find out what the average distance is, if somebody's even put that statistic out there. But anyhow, here we go. Let's get back to this. We all know what we're talking about. We're talking about the book Countdown, How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race, written by a woman who is a dumb, dumb bitch because she thinks that non-binary people are a wonderful thing and are leading us to a brave new world of tolerance. Well, sweetheart, the reason the reproductive rate is going down is because of the fucking non-binary people, right? But she's too dumb to understand that because women are so obsessed with virtue signaling what good people they are that they cannot distinguish fact from fiction, good from bad. All right, here we go. I'm thinking of other things I want to tangent about, but we just have to fucking focus. I was going, what do you mean we, great one? We're focused. You're the one who's fucking off. Hey, guys, listen. I just don't need your shit, okay? I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been podcasting for 18 years. I have been on the internet since 1999. I am right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. Let me remind you, if Donald Trump wins the election, prepare yourself for a war to defend Israel. I need to put that on the official prediction page. I haven't done that yet. Let me write that down. Trump, Jew, war, prediction. I also see here in my notes, which I found after I posted the episodes, that I said I was going to put a link to the chart data about something on page 47. I will try to get that in. Oh, yeah. As women age, it's harder to conceive a baby. That data. Which, of course, there's no such thing as the wall. Right, Lauren Southern? No such thing. The wall is not real. When a woman is 25 to 35 years old, the odds of having a Down syndrome baby are 1 in 900. When she's 50 years old, the odds of having a Down syndrome baby are 1 in 10. But the wall is imaginary. See, patriarchal heterosexual white men invented the wall in order to oppress Lauren Southern. Women, you should all be property. You're too stupid to think for yourselves. All right, we're on page 84. I may be rereading some stuff I've already read. You will deal with it because it's my podcast and I'll cry if I want to. Remember, at the time the testosterone... Already fucking up. Remember, at the same time that testosterone is causing the penis to form in a male embryo, the predominantly male hormone is increasing the length of the male AGD. The AGD is the anal genital distance. If not enough testosterone is present during this key time period, a baby boy might end up being aborted. I mean, a baby boy might end up being born with a shorter AGD, a smaller penis, and testicles that are less completely descended, as my research team first revealed in 2005. Guys are right, size matters when it comes to their genitals, just not in the way they think it does. In terms of fertility, the length of the AGD is more significant because a shorter AGD is linked with a shorter penis size and a lower sperm count. After my research was published, I was deluged with email... Deluged. She's deluded right now. I was deluged with emails from men asking if their AGD was long enough and from women who were worried about whether their use of phthalate-containing cosmetics during pregnancy could have affected their son's AGD or sexual development, as if women could possibly give a shit about their own children. I tried to be helpful, which is impossible because I'm a woman, but it's difficult to draw a causal connection between reproductive development and a particular culprit in any one instance, especially in retrospect. In this case, hindsight isn't 20/20. The AGD is such an important marker of reproductive health and endocrine disruption that it should probably be measured in every infant, just like every infant should have paternity testing. So now, she says right here that people want to know if their AGD is long enough, if it could cause problems or whatever, and she says, well, it's difficult to draw a causal connection. In the next sentence, she says that the AGD is such an important marker of reproductive health and endocrine disruption then it should probably be measured. So if it's so fucking important, wouldn't you be able to draw some kind of conclusions from that? I think you would. Once again, women, they don't want to commit. This is really important. Oh, well, here's my measurement. Is this a bad thing or a good thing? Well, you know, it's really hard to figure out. No, it's not. It's actually not. If you did an actual thing called research, what is the average AGD? What's like the maximum AGD you've ever seen? What's the shortest AGD you've ever seen? Get some fucking data points. It actually wouldn't be that difficult if, I don't know, you are capable of doing science, but you're a woman and you have these things flowing around in your body called estrogens, and the estrogens fuck up your ability to think because you can't think clearly. You can't fucking rationalize. You can't fucking distinguish good from bad. You can't fucking use logic. And you know why you can't do these things? Because you know what you don't have, sweetheart? Testosterone. You know who doesn't have testosterone?
Women!
That's why women shouldn't be scientists. That's why women can't be scientists. But it still isn't among humans outside the realm of research. And I'm just going to skip this part. She goes off on a little tangent here where she tries to be cute. Yet, it continues to amaze me that no one pays attention to the AGD. Guys, she is amazed that no one pays attention to the AGD. Number one, how often in your life have you sat around and thought about, man, I wonder how many centimeters it is between my asshole and the base of my penis? I should measure that. Part of this, of course, is because as men, contrary to what women think, we don't sit around all day thinking about our dicks and our bodies. That would be women who spend the entire day thinking about their titties, right? I should get breast implants, and their vagina, even though 45% of them don't know where it is. But now, just aside from that, how many of you, before I read this to you, and I didn't know this, how many of you knew that the distance from your anus to the base of your penis was related to the amount of testosterone when you were developing as a fetus, which is then related to how far your balls drop, how high your sperm count is, how large your penis is? How many of you knew about this correlation? Probably none of you. Why didn't you know this? Well, why didn't we know this? Probably because the women who teach public school never taught us this. Probably because among all the advertising that we see on television from the pharmaceutical corporations and the Jews about taking pills every day, about how being fat is beautiful, about how race mixing is wonderful, nobody's mentioned this because none of the pharmaceutical corporations have yet figured out how to make money on this. By the way, oh, no, wait, never mind. I was gonna tell you something that I realized I haven't even talked about that on the podcast yet. Here's a short version. Have I mentioned this? I'm pretty sure I mentioned this one. Guys, find corporations that do evil things and buy stock in them because they're not going to stop doing evil. And Americans are not going to stop being fat and unhealthy. So, gee, she's amazed that people don't know about this and don't pay attention to it. Oh, gosh. I mean, maybe the complete, utter failure of the woman-controlled education system might have something to do with that. Oh, great one. Why don't their parents teach them? Where do their parents learn what they... At school? I mean, nobody's being taught anything because we don't teach anybody anything about their own bodies and their own health. My God, 45% of women can't locate the fucking vagina on a goddamn diagram. Women think the wall is imaginary. Who in the fuck in our society is going to know that the AGD has relevance to fertility? Admittedly, it's an awkward subject to talk about in polite company. Women should not be allowed to write books. Few adults are familiar with the phrase or the acronym. Yeah, because the education system failed. Though kids use various slang terms such as gooch or taint to refer to the anogenital distance, but they have little appreciation of how significant its length is. Yes, those kids just don't understand how important the length of your taint actually is. Now, these same kids, they understand there's no such thing as boys and girls, and that you can be non-binary, and that you can gender flop on any given day, and that fat is beautiful, and tattoos are cool, and race mixing is diversity. But none of the women in public schools are teaching them anything important. By any name, the AGD is the body part that differs most in size between the sexes. So here's another way you can tell a man from a tranny. It's usually 50 to 100% longer in males than in females, even after adjusting for relative body size. Yes, in women, the asshole is really close to the snack bar. I don't know what's up with that. In women, the AGD represents the distance from the center of the anus to the top of the clitoris, and it means something for girls, too. If a female embryo is exposed to too much testosterone in utero, which can happen if the mother has polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, she will be born with a longer than usual AGD for her sex. Which you would think would be a good thing, right? You want to get the pussy as far away from the asshole as possible. Put another way, AGD can be viewed as a biological marker of prenatal androgen activity, and given the association between a longer AGD and PCOS in girls, it appears that PCOS may originate in the womb. Exposure to certain environmental chemicals can also have andronic effects in the body, though these are rare compared to the number of chemicals that lower androgen. Research has found that liquid waste products from pulp and paper mills demonstrate andronic activity, quote, often of sufficient potency to masculinize or sex reverse female fish, unquote, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. But it's okay to dump all this shit into the rivers, and the frogs are definitely not turning gay. Sex reverse female fish. It's totally okay, guys. There's no harmful. This is all just a right-wing conspiracy theory. In a science fiction-like feat, many species of fish now have the capacity to change their gonads and secondary sex characteristics, such as pigment or body shape, during adulthood. This doesn't happen naturally or randomly, but in response to environmental stimuli, such as changes in water temperature affecting wildlife, or the presence of pharmaceuticals that can alter hormone levels. Really, you mean all the estrogen and birth control chemicals being flushed down the toilet are turning the frogs gay? Where have we heard this before? All right, page 86. What am I supposed to be reading on page 86? It's 86 to 87. All right, let's do this. As you've seen, changes to the developing fetus's reproductive system can literally Hitler last a lifetime. Hold on, I thought hormone blockers were completely reversible. I thought that if you just stop giving the little boy estrogen, he'll just turn right back into a little boy magically. You mean these changes are lifetime? For example, a decrease in the number of male germ cells that occurs as a result of mom's or dad's smoking can affect their son's semen quality as well. By contrast, if the chemical exposure occurs later in life, the changes are reversible. A grown man who smokes cigarettes typically experiences a 15% decline in his sperm count, an effect that can be reversed if he quits the habit. However, if an expectant mother smokes during pregnancy, her grown son may experience a fairly dramatic decrease in his sperm count, up to 40%, that is irreversible. So remember, if you're smoking while you have a fetus in your womb, it's irreversibly damaging the baby. However, if you get an abortion while you have a fetus in your womb, there's no damage to the baby whatsoever. It's not only chemicals that can have a negative effect. It's not only chemicals that can have negative effects. New research suggests that if an expectant mother experiences significant life stress, such as job loss, divorce, or the death or illness of a loved one, early in pregnancy with a male fetus, her son is at increased risk for having reduced sperm count, fewer progressively mobile sperm, and lower testosterone levels at age 20. So if we get women out into the fucking job world where they're experiencing stress and they get divorced and all this other shit and they're unhealthy and have all this stress and then they get pregnant and then they have babies, the little boys are going to have reproductive problems because of the stress the woman experienced. Well, isn't this fantastic that we got women into the workforce and doubled productivity? Because we wouldn't want any women, especially white women, having healthy male children. And you would think, you would look at this and you might think to yourself, hold on, don't we need healthy white male children? Because otherwise, who is going to join the military and die to protect Israel? But apparently the Jews care so little about their own survival that they're attempting to breed white people out of existence because they think, well, the United States will always be there to defend our country for us. Intuitively, it might seem as though only high doses of chemicals are likely to be problematic. Only to a woman would that be intuitive. But the reality is, embryos are sensitive to low doses of environmental chemicals because they are small and undergoing high rates of cell division. She had to go to scientist school to understand that. Any normal person, by this I mean heterosexual white man, would know that yes, it only takes a small amount of chemical to influence a very tiny living organism that is undergoing rapid cell division. But you see, women just aren't very smart. They're very productive. That's why adding them to the workforce doubled productivity. But they're not very bright. We're talking about amounts that may be as small as a drop of baby oil in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Nearly minuscule. Kind of like this woman's brain. Nevertheless, if a pregnant woman, and hence her developing baby, is exposed to low doses of certain chemicals at sensitive periods in the embryo's reproductive and neuroorganization, the effects can be substantial and permanent. That's right, it's not only the reproductive organs that are affected. During periods of gestational development, when sex hormones exert organizational effects on the fetus's brain, when sex hormones exert organizational effects on the fetus's brain. You mean men and women have brains that are organized differently? Why, who knew? Who fucking knew? The most stunning part of this book is how this woman can have all this information and still be completely stupid. More than anything else in the book, that's what just amazes me. Oh, isn't it wonderful? There's more non-binary people. We can move into a brave new world of tolerance. The woman knows good and goddamn well that your brain is organized, among other things, based on your fucking sex hormones when you're a goddamn fetus. And yet she's just so fucking obsessed with diversity and exterminating her own race that she can't wake the fuck up and acknowledge what's going on. That is the most amazing part of this book to me, is that she can know the things that she knows and claim that they are factually true, that based on research she herself has done and participated in, and then be completely fucking oblivious to the results. Women must be returned to the legal status of property if we are going to fucking save our civilization. End of discussion. You're welcome. Go fuck yourself. The wall is real. I mean, look, instead of trying to help women over the age of 40 get pregnant, women over the age of 40 should be fucking sterilized. So they stop spitting out retarded babies that we then have to fucking pay for the rest of our lives with their fucking tax money. This shit is absolutely fucking ludicrous. During periods of gestational development, when sex hormones exert organizational effects on the fetus's brain, a mother-to-be's exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals can affect her offspring's patterns of behavior that are considered traditionally male or female later in life. No fucking shit. And this is where trannies and fags and non-binaries come from. It's not natural. It's not something to be celebrated. An interesting example in animals. In experiments with rats, researchers exposed male and female rats to a class of endocrine-disrupting chemicals called PCBs, which you're exposed to every day of your life, both while they were in their mother's wombs and again when the rats were juveniles. The doses of PBCs were comparable to what humans experience in the real world, and the rats' development was followed as they matured in life. The researchers found that both prenatal and juvenile exposures to PCBs had significant effects on the rats' expressions of anxiety, women, or aggression, men, as well as on their sexual or risk-taking behaviors, STD rates. Interestingly, the juvenile exposures magnified the effects of prenatal exposures on anxiety-related behaviors, women and autists. In other words, when the rats were exposed both times, the changes were more pronounced, an additive effect occurred. Page 96. What am I reading here? While rates of cigarette smoking among adult men and women in the United States have declined by more than 50% since 1964, nearly 38 million of them, 14 out of every 100, still light up daily or frequently. Worldwide rates of cigarette smoking are considerably higher. Nearly 20% of the world's population smoked in 2014. Smoking rates are slightly lower among women, 12%, than among men, 16% in the United States. But worldwide, men smoke nearly five times more than women, with the highest rates for men found in Western Pacific countries. Marijuana, which, as we know from the marijuana activist, is completely safe and has absolutely no side effects whatsoever. It is, like the WuVax, safe and effective. Marijuana is the most widely used recreational drug in the United States. Now, I wonder if that stat, which, again, she has no footnotes, she has no references on anything to look up where she got these stats from. This is why women shouldn't be allowed to write books. I wonder if that statistic includes alcohol. I don't know. Is marijuana more used than alcohol? I mean, my initial reaction is to say, no, it's not. And also, how do you gauge, like, how much of a drug, you know, how do you gauge, like, how do you measure amount of alcohol consumed versus amount of marijuana consumed? Because it's kind of apples and oranges, because one you smoke, one you drink, yada, yada. So how do you... I'm inclined to say that the most used recreational drug in the United States is still alcohol. But I don't know where this stat came from, because the book is written by a woman. And like Manosphere podcasters, she doesn't put her source material in the show notes because, well, it's too much work, right? I got to get back to praising non-binary people on the internet so that everybody knows what a wonderful person I am and how much virtue I possess. Oh my God, whoever that was, you sent me the clip of the, what was it, $18,000 alpha male boot camp? That is pathetic. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, at this point, all of these guys, none of these guys, and I even, guys, I'm even going to include Rollo Tomasi in this, right? None of these alpha, red pillosphere, manosphere, they don't give a shit about you. At this point, they're going to work. This is them in a cubicle. The time when they actually cared about other men and were just trying to educate other men and help them out, those days are gone. This is their job. I think it was $18,000 for a boot camp where you're going to go and some, you know, loser, and he looks just like the fucking typical manosphere fag on the internet, the big bushy beard, just kind of retarded looking. I mean, he looks like he goes to the gym, but he still looks like a pussy. That's the thing. Like, when you obviously, when I look at you and I can see, you obviously go to the gym, right? Right? You, like, yeah, the guy's got a good physique. Like, he's got, he obviously goes to the gym, and yet he still looks like a pussy. These guys, they're just phoning it. Anyway, it has nothing to do with this. Well, it does, because I bet these guys all have low sperm counts also. I wonder what they're... Here, you know what? We should make this the new measure in the fucking red pill manosphere. Post your fucking AGD. How far is it from your asshole to the base of your penis? That's all I'm interested in. I don't give a fuck about your beard, your aviators, any of this other shit. What's your AGD? Marijuana is the most widely used recreational drug in the United States, and its use continues to grow, especially as more states legalize it. Many younger people, in particular, currently believe that it's safer to smoke weed than nicotine. They do believe that. I wonder why they believe that. It couldn't possibly have anything to do with the incompetency of their female teachers in the public schools, coupled with Jewish propaganda. Those couldn't be factors. But it may be a mistake to think that marijuana is less toxic to sperm. There hasn't been much research on this issue, but it's starting to trickle in. A 2015 study from Denmark found that regularly smoking marijuana more than once a week, which is like literally Hitler, guys, like 30% of the people I knew in Fort Collins. That's not a joke or an exaggeration. Lost my place. Regularly smoking marijuana more than once a week was associated with a 29% lower sperm count. Even worse, men ages 18 to 28 who use marijuana more than once a week, as well as other recreational drugs, reduce their total sperm count by 55%. Now, my counterargument here is that these aren't the people I want reproducing. So this sort of thing, because, you know, marijuana doesn't make you stupid. No, being stupid leads to smoking marijuana. I don't necessarily want dope smokers to reproduce. So this, I look at this as a good thing. Among men undergoing fertility evaluation as a precursor to assisted reproduction, which will be paid for with the great one's tax money, those who use, and again, here you go, guys. Like, okay, if you smoke marijuana, you should not be getting assisted reproduction. The problems in our society are really fucking obvious. It's just no one wants to fucking talk about them. If you go in there, I want assisted reproduction. Okay, number one, is the woman over the age of 35? Yes, see ya, get out. Even 35 is pushing it. And you go, I need assisted reproduction, getting my sperm to impregnate an egg. Well, have you ever smoked marijuana in your life? Well, yeah, get out. Yeah, this is the problem with our society, is we're right back. We just keep coming right back to it. We just right on back. I know some of you out there, you're like, oh, the Jews. And I know there's some of you out there, you're like, the fucking niggers. It's the niggers. See, I'm still not an AI. It's the niggers. We got to get rid of the niggers. And then there's some out there, it's the women's. We got to get the control over the women's. We got to make women property, guys, it keeps coming right on back to it. Just coming right on back to it. Coming right on back to it. Fat people. Oh, I need assistance with reproduction. Let's see, you're fat, you're diabetic, and you smoke dope. Why? No, you're not getting any assistance with your fucking reproduction. In fact, we're going to fucking sterilize you. The amount of money our society spends trying to save fat, unhealthy, diabetic people from their fatness, their unhealthiness, and their diabetes is fucking ridiculous. I have a bunch of videos that I want to do videos about upcoming. According to this one guy, I haven't actually tried to confirm this stat yet. Apparently, we spend more money on diabetes, according to this person, than is spent on defense. I don't know if it's true, but I'm willing to believe it. I'm surrounded by fat people. They're all on medication. It's all subsidized. Dialysis, kidney transplants, the medications, the more medications. And then when they're overweight and their medications put them in the rubber room, who's paying for that? Insurance, where does insurance get money? Taxpayers, other people paying into the insurance, where all this shit, it's all coming down to me. Here I am, I'm on no medications, I'm not fat, I'm not diabetic, and I'm having to fucking spend how much percentage of my life keeping all of these fucking parasites, literally Hitler parasites, alive. And I despise the fat people more than I despise the Jews, because the Jews are a different race. The fucking fat white people are parasiting off of their own race. That makes them the most evil of them all. I have fucking had it with fat people. I fucking had it. Dude, I smoke dope, man. I need reproductive assistance. No, you need to be sterilized. People say, well, great one. What about alcohol consumption? Guys, if there wasn't for alcohol consumption, there wouldn't be anyone left on Earth, because women hate sex. Women aren't going to have sex unless they're drunk. The only way you can get a woman to have sex is to get her drunk. The rest of the time, she's like, oh, did you see my Instagram? Oh, my God, I put a selfie on Instagram. Look at that. Oh, my God, let's go shoe shopping. All right. Among men undergoing fertility evaluation as a precursor to assisted reproduction, those who used large quantities of marijuana were 4 times more likely to have poor swimmers, and moderate users were nearly 3.5 times more likely to have abnormally shaped sperm. Once again, this is Mother Nature saying these people shouldn't reproduce. We have this whole giant problem in our society where we're like, oh, Mother Nature says this thing shouldn't happen. Let's spend billions of dollars to make it happen. Right? Evolution, which all the atheists out there, you know, they're all, oh, my evolution. Guys, your evolution is telling you that these people shouldn't reproduce. Why are you trying to spend so much time and money to circumvent evolution when you claim you believe in evolution? Oh, I know, because you fucking love science, right? You're a member of that Facebook page. Unlike all the rest of you fucktards out there, I actually, quote unquote, believe in evolution. And if you can't get somebody pregnant without assistance, that means you should not reproduce. This ain't, but their feelings, great. They really want a baby. Well, I really want to have sex with the CSU women's volleyball team, but that doesn't entitle me to go rape them. Once again, women, they can't fucking figure this shit out. To them, there's just no boundaries when it comes to what they want or what makes them feel good. We've got these two fat diabetic people over here that smoke dope. Let's help them make a baby, because I'll feel good about that. Women cannot be scientists. Women aren't impervious to such harmful reproductive effects. A 2019 study found that women who smoked marijuana when they underwent infertility treatment with ART had more than double the miscarriage rate of those who didn't. Women who smoked dope had more than double the miscarriage rate. Remember, guys, marijuana is safe and effective. That's why it should be legalized. There's also preliminary evidence that using e-cigarettes or vaping may damage sperm. Some animal studies suggest that even cannabinoid CBD, the second most prevalent active ingredient in marijuana, could damage sperm development and reduce the ability of sperm to fertilize an egg, although not much research has been done on this substance. This isn't surprising, since CBD products have only recently become super trendy. The use of e-cigarettes, I just said the word super trendy. I feel dirty. I said that only because it was in the text. If I ever in conversation ever on this podcast use the word super trendy, I want you to hunt me down and kill me because I have become a woman. The use of e-cigarettes has also become popular, especially among young adults, with 28% of high school students in the United States fessing up to using these tobacco products regularly, according to a 2019 survey of more than 10,000 high school students. How these new trends will affect the fertility of this generation of young adults remains to be determined. No, not really. There's not. I can guarantee you how it's going to affect their fertility. It's going to go down. I'll put this on the prediction page. This is not a big one. This is not going out on a limb. Page 100. Spending long hours binge. What is this chapter? Oh, this chapter is like looking at specific habits. So that's where smoking came from, because we jumped to a new chapter. All right, so these are like specific habits that people do, specific behaviors people engage in, like smoking. This is page 100. Couch potato. Spending long hours binge watching favorite TV shows while eating gallons of ice cream. Girls, this one is for you. Spending long hours binge-watching favorite TV shows may be a feel-good way to unwind, but it won't do a man's semen any favors. In a study involving 1,210 healthy young Danish men, researchers found that long periods of television watching were associated with dramatically lower sperm counts and decreased testosterone levels. The sperm concentrations of men who watch TV more than 5 hours per day. How in the fuck? I mean, unless you don't have a job and you live with your parents, how can anyone watch 5 hours of TV a day? I mean, can I watch 5 hours of TV in one day? Like here and there? Okay, mate. But 5 hours of TV a day? Once again, I don't want these people reproducing. All of this is evolution trying. Evolution is attempting to guide the human genome to superiority by removing these people from the fucking gene pool. And the stupid people like this fucking woman are trying to get these people to reproduce. We're looking right here. Remember when Enron collapsed and everyone went, look, capitalism doesn't work. No, no, no. Enron collapsing is capitalism working. When you fuck up with money, you run out of money, you go out of business. That's what capitalism working looks like. This is what evolution working looks like. People who smoke dope and people who watch TV for 5 hours a day can't fucking reproduce. That's how it's supposed to be. These people are not supposed to be reproducing. 50-year-old women are not supposed to be making babies. Fat people are not supposed to be reproducing. This is not how what's supposed to be. I can't even fucking talk. I'm so fucking pissed off right now. This whole assistive reproduction, this is a whole fucking industrial complex that should not exist. And just like trannies, this is entirely for the benefit of women. It's to make women feel good. All right, the sperm concentrations of men who watch TV more than 5 hours per day were 30% lower than those of men who didn't tune in to the tube at all. But a decline was seen for any amount of TV watching. These effects may be due in part to the increase in the scrotum's temperature that comes from sitting still. Increased scrotal temperature temporarily reduces sperm production. Interestingly, The same effects were not found in men who worked long hours at a time sitting at a computer. So the full story is still a bit of a mystery. Now, it is interesting. So if you're sitting there watching television, your sperm count is decreased. But if you're sitting working at a computer, it's not. And by working at a computer, I don't know if she means playing computer games and watching porn, or if they mean, again, it'd be great to be able to follow up on this, but gee, there's no references to source material here for me to easily find and look up, because, well, women shouldn't be allowed to write books. But hey, at least women have doubled productivity in the workforce, right? Page 101. Okay. Among the biggest potential lifestyle-related threats to a woman's reproductive health, gee, I wonder what this might be. Being fat, anyone? Oh, we're coming up on the end of the episode. Oh man, this is a good place to start, because you don't really. None of you are going, gee, I wonder what these threats to a woman's reproductive health actually are. All of you already know the answer. Yes. It's being fat. Other than being old, you know, the wall that doesn't exist. Yeah, it's being fat. Imagine that. But once again, oh, fat is beautiful. Fat women are so beautiful. Oh, fat women are beautiful. They're girl bosses. Oh, look how sassy that girl. Ah, she's so sassy. I love the way the word sassy means fat. And we act like all of this is normal. We act like every fucking bit of this is normal. I'm just marking time right now to the end of the episode comes up. I'd like to think something really witty to say, but I'm tired. I'm tired of fat people. I'm tired of subsidizing them. I'm tired of keeping them alive. I'm tired of having to walk around them. I'm tired of having to look at them. Fat people, they are more than the Jews, more than the women, more than the niggers with a hard R, because I'm not an AI. It, fat people, they've got to fucking be gone. All of them.